This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Tahina Aldi, T-I-A-H-N-A-A-L-D-I. Date of birth 02/29/2000. Date of appointment February 27, 2025. Requesting physician Erika Wachmeister, ERIKAWSHTMEISTERDO. Please send copy of this report to Michael Allen, MICHAELALLEN. Dear Dr. Wachmeister, I have the pleasure of seeing Tahina Aldi today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 24-year-old right-handed woman who diagnosed with autoimmune disease by the rheumatologist. It is undifferentiated connective tissue disease, possibly it can go into lupus. She is having extreme brain fog, confusion. She lost little bit of time. She is having throbbing sensation and pain in the head. She is having pain on the left side towards the ears. Her ears becomes on fire. Body moving back and forth. Having muscle spasm in the neck, have rashes which comes and goes, having stabbing pain on the back of the head daily, throbbing, no nausea, no vomiting, with photophobia, no phonophobia, no dizziness, vision is okay, she's having once in a while urinary incontinence. He's having numbness, tingling in the feet. He's having generalized weakness. Past medical history, undifferentiated connective tissue disease. Fibromyalgia. Muscle spasm, past surgical history, tonsillectomy, anadenoidectomy, allergic reflex, medication, cyclobenzaprine, Zoloft, hydroxyzine, mirtazapine, omeprazole, vitamin. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, does not use any drugs. She's a job trainer. She has a bachelor degree. She's single, lives with the mom, have no children. Family history, mother alive with some autoimmune issues. Father alive and healthy, no sibling. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin. Metabolic endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary cord, vascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having headache, vertigo, lightheadedness, confusion, numbness, tingling, weakness, depression, anxiety, joint pain, joint stiffness, muscle pain, back pain, poor control of the bladder. Physical examination, blood pressure 130 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular and rate and rhythm, abdomen, soft pulse on present, Next, Apal, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3. Speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder stroke normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination. Strength 5 or 5, deep tender reflexes 2 or 4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet, gait ataxic, Romberg test positive, assessment and plan. 24-year-old right-handed woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, peripheral sensory neuropathy. Number 2, gait ataxia. Number 3, intermittent confusion. Number 4, back pain. Number 6, joint pain, joint stiffness, muscle pain. Number 7, anxiety. Number 8, depression. Next paragraph. He already had EMG of the upper extremities. I asked the patient to get a rheumatology note for me. I would like to order MRI of the brain and EMG of the lower extremities. Her intermittent confusion can be due to autoimmune disease. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.